It's a production that can exist only in a theatrical space like this. The Cube at Virginia Tech, with its floor-to-ceiling speakers and endless interchangeability, has captured the imagination of artists and scientists here, eager to exploit its potential and create first-of-their-kind productions.
What's really special about this project is the immersive social aspect.
Tanner Upthegrove is media engineer here.
So as you walk into the Cube, the whole room is transformed. Right now, we're in here and there's some generic work lighting and it's kind of gray. But when you walk in here for Shakespeare's Garden, you're going to be surrounded by gigantic projections of color and text, as well as lighting and sound elements that transport you to a different place.
Charles Nichols composed the sound for Shakespeare's Garden.
So this is a mixture of a brook that's been filtered to bring out harmonies, wind with creaking trees, and a woodpecker with other bird calls behind the woodpecker. It's using new tools to do the same intent that Shakespeare had, which is to make theater immersive. And we're making it now immersive with visuals and environmental sounds and both direct spoken word and processed spoken word.
Instead of being seated and watching a single performance together, audiences will move through the Cube, lured to each space by recordings of student actors, like this scene, where the voices of Fairy and Puck in the spirit of A Midsummer Night's Dream seem to fly through the air.
How now, spirit, whither wander you?
When we perform Shakespeare in theater, we have the actor's entire body. So we have facial expression, movement, to tell a story. In this experiment, we only have the voice.
Director Amanda Nelson teaches theater at Virginia Tech.
When people go to the theater, particularly when they see a Shakespeare production, we always talk about the first 10 minutes. And as directors, we're aware that it takes people about 10 minutes to get their Shakespeare ear. And so we were wondering if we isolated just the sounds, just the text of Shakespeare, if the audience would be able to pick up more quickly the language.
In me thou seest the twilight of such day, as after sunset fadeth in the west.
And summer's green, all girded up in sheaves.
Sharp ears may even notice that these lines are from two different Shakespeare sonnets. It started as an exercise in rehearsal to help acting students Catherine McMullen and Mary Pat Gilliam perform a dialogue together, not just a recitation of Shakespeare's lines. But the mashup worked so well, it made it into the show that way.
I think the whole time everybody in the process was just kind of like, wow, this is working.
It's the kind of discovery you make when you break apart a previous art form and put it back together in new ways.
This is really a proof of concept.
Graphic designer Megan D created large diaphanous scrims with garden imagery that separate the performance spaces.
Not just for what can be done with Shakespeare, but what can be done for bringing these disparate disciplines together in one place, but also the future of performing arts.
Natasha Staley directs most of the Shakespeare plays at the School of the Performing Arts, so she has a deep understanding not only of his words, but perhaps also an insight into what he might think if he saw his works performed in this space and in this way.
I'd like to think Shakey would be all for it. He was all about innovation, involving the audience, imagination, fun play.
In the 17th century, Shakespeare had his Globe Theater, state of the art in its time. Virginia Tech has its Cube Theater in Blacksburg, a new state of the art in ours. I'm Robbie Harris.